All right, guys, welcome back to a new episode of MGM Marketabilities Podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm here to help you grow your business, whether it's marketing, mindset, business, whatever. Like we're just here to help you grow, okay? If you guys do not know who we are growing media marketing. We're based out of Southern Illinois. We travel all over, whether it's the world, the country, whatever. We're just here to help, okay? So today we're talking about how maybe the issue with your marketing is not some tactic or some new thing that you need to do, or you're not putting out enough content. Maybe it's your mindset. Now, that sounds funny, right? Because it's like, what do my thoughts have to do with my marketing and the things that I'm putting out there and whatever? Well, it kind of has to do with everything, which is kind of crazy. So I think oftentimes when business might not be going well, or maybe it's not going the way that you thought or your vision or your plan for this year, you know, I mean, we're in August or September of 2025, and maybe things just haven't gone to plan. Maybe you haven't hit your revenue goals, your customer goals. Maybe you just haven't helped enough people. And you're starting to think, man, is there just even enough people out in the marketplace for me? And I have these competitors and they're so annoying and, they're getting more clients than me, but I'm better than them. All these things. And if you really start to get into this negative habit of thinking that way, it's going to seep into your marketing. People are going to feel like you're a little negative. Okay, it's going to seep into how you talk to your customers, how you talk to the people around you, and how you talk to your business as a whole. And if you start viewing these people as competitors and not possible collaborators, then you're always going to view them as the enemy. And about anything that they do, you need to counteract it or something crazy. So let's dig into this. Basically, if you are thinking very scarce and your things are just not gone the way that you've wanted them to, you're going to start kind of withholding information because you're trying to hoard everything that you currently have instead of just like giving with an open heart, whether it's information or just, you know, showing to your customers that you're a valuable option for their service or product. I think oftentimes it gets overlooked about how you can give out a lot of free value it's not a lot of work for you. For instance, this podcast isn't a ton of work for us to do. We produce one a week and we just go out and try to help you guys have better marketing, have better business, in anything related to that. And it's awesome because like we can just shed some knowledge to you guys. And then you can, you know, choose to go use it. But if you want like a more deeper knowledge and a more expansive, plan for marketing or content or something like that, like we're here and it's going to cost. But this podcast is almost creating a front door for people to come watch, come see what we're about, come look at my face or Angie's face or whoever's on the podcast. And should be like, oh, okay, these people are like not going to try to scam me. Like they're giving me free stuff to use for my business. And so that is always going to be one of the best plans that you can have is give away something for free, whether it's just a cool tip on something that's related to your business or maybe it's like maybe you have a HVAC business or something and you can just do like a quick home inspection guide that's absolutely free and you can capture their email or their phone number or something and then they get the free guide and then they see you as an authority so that maybe when they have a real problem that they need to help with their HVAC system or something, whatever it is, they are going to think about you because you already gave them something for free. You've already quote unquote worked with them on solving some of their issues. And so if you guys want like a deeper concept of this, one of the best books that I've ever read is called The Go-Giver. The Go-Giver is all about giving first and not expecting to be, not expecting to be, utilized, and for things to grow if you're not giving. Okay. So just if you get a chance, read that book. There's different versions too, like marriage ones and all sorts of it. And speaking of which, if you're thinking in like a scarce mindset, you can actually view it, may not always as a business, but as like, as things in your life, whether it be your relationships, or maybe like if you're spiritual, you know, you just feel like, oh, God's just not, he's not giving me a lot. But are you thinking negatively about those things, about your relationship, about, you know, your spiritual life and what God means to you, you know? And we're not going to get into that, but it's just something to think about, because realistically, what you think about all day long seeps out, right? Seeps out one way or the other in your words and your actions or whatever. So, yeah. Okay. So then the next thing that I'm going to talk about is, there's always been this concept of competition. And for the longest time, I definitely thought about that. I was like, man, there's a lot of competition out here. How am I supposed to stand out? Well, over time, I've learned there is no competition, which if don't click off, like if you just heard that, there really is no competition, because here's the thing is nobody is me and nobody is you. Okay. So, and what I mean by that is like, you're going to do things a little bit differently than the guy next door. Okay. Maybe he has more resources, or he started earlier, or whatever. Okay. But they're not you. Okay, so what I've learned is interesting. It's interesting. This has become abundantly clear because I started, I know I've talked about my YouTube channel for audio production. And I started that, and it's very interesting to me how many people have utilized me to mix and to work on their music. Especially one of them in particular, I found out after we got done with the project that he's super connected with like some of the most A-League players in the United States, like some of the best mixing engineers and people to work with when it comes to audio. And he chose me, which is wild to me. Now, I'm not to say I'm not bad or anything. I'm pretty freaking good. But here's the thing is I'm not quite as good as them, in my opinion. But we formed a relationship, and it was through my free content that I gave to him on my YouTube channel that basically we grew a relationship without me knowing it. And so it's one of the best things you can do is just give some cool stuff away for free. Help people. People need help. People have dreams and goals and they need help. And if anything, do something for free for them. Now, don't give them the whole load. Like I'm not going to give away all my stuff, right? Like, and I do that as a little bit of a selfish thing, but also for them, because here's the thing is when you give stuff for free away, they see how good you are. And that's kind of the point is like, they get something, they get, you know, the thing that they needed, right? The thing that helps them, and you were able to help them for free to them, right? Just maybe they just had to spend some time. But that gets them to trust you and to be like, okay, this person's legit. And so whenever you give out things for free and then you then say, hey, here's another tier of what I can do, what I can provide for you, whether it's like us, you know, it's video marketing, website, SEO, ads, all like everything. Or like for you, you know, maybe it is an HVAC company, like you can come in and do a full freaking inspection or whatever for a few hundred dollars or whatever it is. And then that gets them in the door. And then whenever something, you know, categorically crazy happens and they need help, they're going to call you and they're going to spend the thousands of dollars with you because you've created this free relationship. And so that in a sense, it just giving is going to take you out of your scarcity mindset and put you into an abundant one, because you're going to see that like whenever you just start giving and giving and giving, people are going to start appreciating every single thing. And then you're going to start to get utilized, and then you're going to be like, where are these people coming from? How am I getting all this business? And it's going to be because you decided to give. So this podcast didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. But I'm now realizing that like the more you give, the more abundance can happen in your life, the more opportunity will happen in your life. So I think that's the main part of the podcast. I'm going to check a couple of points real quick, 'cause I feel like, I feel like there were a couple more things on my notes that I wanted to hit. Okay. So here, okay. Yeah. So here are the basically three things that I think you should do for your company every week or so, or we'll just do these three things anyways. So number one is we've already talked about it. Release some type of content that's just like giving for free, whether it's a video about something that can help them, or like if you can give out like a, like I said before, like a, with the HVAC company, like a free inspection sheet, like a self inspection sheet that you can do at home by yourself to make sure things are running smoothly. Do that like once a week, and it doesn't have to be extraordinary. It doesn't have to be a new guide every week. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It just something to help people. Okay. Because if you go out of your way to help people, they'll go out of their way to help you. Number two is to reach out to a competitor and ask them if they want to do some sort of collaboration with you, or just make friends with them. Because here's the thing is most of the people, they don't know what to think about you. And most of the time, like before for me, it was, I used to like kind of look down on them, you know, be like, oh, this person's taking business from me, or this person's taking this from me. But they weren't really. They, because there's so many people out there that probably need what you do and they really want to help you, but they can't because they don't really know you. They don't really know about you. And so that person's probably just doing a better job of being personal. And so reaching out to your competitor is such a good idea in so many realms, because here's the thing is if you guys serve the same community, just reaching out to them and seeing if you guys can do some sort of collaboration, some type of, event or something like that, where you're just genuinely helping people and you guys are both lifting up the community, as a whole, that is going to bode well for both of your businesses and you will no longer view them as like an enemy or something like that. So, reach out to a competitor and here's the thing. If they turn you down, if they're mean to you, let them do that. Like, that's fine. That is who they choose to be. Okay. But you are going to choose to be the person that wants to collaborate and grow, as a community. Right? Because, you know, the saying is that a rising tide lifts all boats. So if you can get more people on the same page, whether it be about HVAC or marketing or whatever you do, you're going to greatly increase it as a whole. And you can't really do life without people. And so we need everybody to be growing. Okay? So don't be selfish, because that's just not... In the end, it's not going to work. It's not going to work out for you. And then the last thing, and this is very marketing related, is start to get really grateful before you start to map out what you're going to market. So maybe make a whole list of things that you're grateful for, so that whenever you do go to start your marketing campaign or create a new video or a new thing that you want to help people, you're in this state of gratitude and abundance and just positivity. And so you're viewing it from the lens of things are good and this is good and this is helping people, instead of viewing it from, I can't get enough customers. People just don't want my product. The market's too saturated. You have to change your mindset to, this is going to help people and this is going to make a difference. And I am just a vessel to help people. Like, once you switch to that, things just start to flow so much smoother. Might seem a little woo-woo or a little esoteric, but I'm telling you, it makes all the difference when you keep a positive attitude. All right, so that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for watching. We absolutely love you guys. Please subscribe. Send us a DM on Instagram or Facebook. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to have an interview with you. And we'll see you on the next episode.